Just had an idea, as I normally do on the bus. You know, you get these audiobook walks where you get given an audio device in a museum or, you know, something similar to that, where you walk around with a headset on and all that sort of stuff. We should have some way on Audioboo to create books or not categories but groupings in some way, so that you can put some of your boos into that. And you know, if they're geotagged for the local area, you can almost make a boo walk of it. I'm guessing that Dave Buttermagnet will be listening, and so therefore he might think of it a little bit more. But I just wanted to tell you a little bit of a story of we're just going over the old Burton Bridge. And I looked over to my left, where River Trent's flowing by, beautiful lush greenlands, washlands as it's called. And it reminded me of a night over a decade ago, a long time ago, when I used to go to what started as a disco and started to turn into a rave. And the people at the town hall who rented the space out didn't know that it was being used as a rave. It sort of went from being a disco where people went with £5 and bought Tango and, you know, made it last 2 hours to a full on rave club with people with dummies in their mouths, you know, dancing till 2 o'clock. And then I remember one particular night, there was, as we called it, MJP, which was Mick, Jason and Phil. We were the MJP. Cheesy as hell, isn't it? But we were this little posse, MJP. And there was somebody else, I can't remember who the other guy was, who was with us at the time. So there was us three and this other guy. And we were walking home, and we're all dying for a drink. We've all got locked jaw, and we've all got, like, cotton mouth. And we were like, I need a drink badly. Has anybody got any money? And, you know, we'd all spent pretty much what we got. And I remember having a scraping together a quid between all of us. And we're walking back. Where are we going to get a drink from at this time in the morning? That was trees, by the way, hitting the top of the bus. And again. And where are we going to get a drink from? And all of a sudden this bus, this milkman goes by. And so we pull him over and say, look, mate, how many bottles? Because we got no computational skills at all at this sort of period of time in the morning. We asked the guy, how many bottles of milk can we get for a quid? Because we're complete idiots at this stage. We're just clueless. And we end up getting 3 bottles of milk, I think it was, and we spread them around, and we're walking over the bridge, and it's eerily quiet, and then all of a sudden we hear this, and we're all tripped out of our heads, because we're drinking milk, and we had this sort of Mother Earth moment, where it was like, we must give the milk back to the cows. So we're tipping this milk over the side of the bridge, shouting, go back to the cows, have it cows, no worries, get all this sort of palaver. And then we carried on walking up the road, and for some unknown reason we all started to think we were the Mr. Softy from the Mr. Soft, won't you tell me why the world in which you're living is so strange, as we're walking up the middle of the road to home. Ah, the memories you remember, eh? That was really early in the morning too. Low battery now, home soon.